sitting by the fireside with a book in your hand. Two lazy dogs sitting watching your man. Three roses will fall with you in mind. Three roses will fall with you. Stop and see what I'm on about. Stop and feel what I want. I've got to stop and see what I'm on about. Stop and feel what I'm on with you. As if it were planned. Three roses were born with you in mind. Three roses were born with you in mind. I've got to stop and see what I'm on about. Stop and feel what I want. I've got to stop and see what I'm on about. Stop and feel what I want with you.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48.
And welcome. Larkin, Texas, with you on this Saturday, January 14th, 2012, for the next hour. Now you understand, you techies out there, why a technophobe such as myself is a technophobe. Remember, though, today that Republic Broadcasting brings you unfiltered news and information. You'd be hard-pressed to find anywhere else. As are you, I'm just an American, concerned about the same things you're concerned about, separating of facts from fiction, and the best investment value for our time spent together. Our call-in number today is 800-313-9443. Your calls are an important part of what makes this network unique. Since RBN is talk radio, entirely supported by producers of first-quality products, and you are a one-of-a-kind listener, check out our website, republicbroadcasting.org, is well worth a visit. If you're from my neck of the woods and you're tuned to 1140 on the AM dial, that's KHFX out of Cleburne in North Central Texas and points behind. We'd especially like to hear from you. For detailed program notes of this broadcast, currently posted, or any of those previous, refer to the web address larkintexas.blogspot.com, and you will find the web blog for Just an American. Clouded Judgment. Its nexus, human failing, begins with the definitions, meanings, or nuances of interpretation we are acculturated to, then assign as signs and symbols within the many domains of language. The urge to organize or to systematize, first by discernment of reason, logic, and then predicate this predilection upon supposed knowledge one gleans from such tomfoolery that is too often narrowly considered or construed, whether deliberate or not, and second, the perceived desire for change, customarily masquerading as perceived need or necessity, causes now groups to coalesce around memoranda of understanding or agreement, which of course results in compacts, covenants, or contracts to be entered into. Even though the consensus of learned opinion, so-called, remain divided, unchanged from the start. And then the people find they have delivered themselves into, once again, varying forms of contract bondage, indentured servitude, even unto slavery. And what is a slave, ladies and gentlemen, but one cruelly denied the right to own property, who is in fact the property of another or others, who's forcibly worked to heap the benefits of his labors onto another or others. Not unlike the relationship between a plow horse, the harness, and the bit, and the agencies of other slaves behind that plow, and his unseen, unknown slave masters, living large and in much grander style over yonder. Last week in our program, Tabula Rasa, I wondered aloud if we couldn't just make our own money, or at least consider what using someone else's company script has brought us. I said I was tired of the complaining, the racketeering, and the crime that surrounds me. Then I dared to ask, what say you? Larry called to lament our predicament. Leo recalled a story, while I recalled a song. And Michael called with a word about the virtue of America's work ethic, and how one's fate is properly tied to what one so badly wants or simply doesn't want badly enough, and thus is deserving of his fate. But where have we been disserved? Where does the problem lie if we refuse to be a part of the solution? Are you not being robbed? Or are we, the sleepwalking, living dead, acting as zombies in a self-fulfillment of our destinies, as foretold in the words of soothsayers and prophets that were scripted for our undoing long ago. As if in a dream or a trance, we act as if our roles are being stage managed by a director and financed by producers of counterfeit notes disguised as money. This week, ladies and gentlemen, zombie apocalypse. Are you ready? Have you learned your lessons? Studied your lines? Uncle Sam wants you for his zombie army, and the fight is on for your life and the lives of your children. As we party on, then soldier on, zombie-like, into that good night. Remember this if you've remembered nothing else today. from Marcus Aurelius. The object in life is not to be on the side of the majority, but to escape finding oneself in the ranks of the insane. And from yours truly, arrival at truth is many-layered because it requires the lifting of veils. It requires quietude and introspection. Today, men speak of evolution, revolution, even devolution. Yet too few speak of involution. Looking inside oneself or turning inward, that they may look before they leap. And in a very real sense, we all actually speak different languages, even if we speak the same language. What are the challenges in trying to understand and not misunderstand? To be understood and not be misunderstood? How do we know when we are doing one and not the other? What are and who are the zombies for which we must be wary in an emergency? And are we in the end times? Or is each day merely the turning of a page, each moment one of adaptation, reinvention, renewal, and of revelation? I hope you'll forgive our faulty start today, ladies and gentlemen. But today's program notes are entitled Zombie Apocalypse. You can find them at larkintexas.blogspot.com. Simply because I was struck by an article that I found at a government website for the Centers for Disease Control on their Public Health Matters blog, dated May 16th, 2011, by one Ali S. Khan. From this post, there are all kinds of emergencies out there that we can prepare for. Take a zombie apocalypse, for example. That's right. I said zombie apocalypse. You may laugh now, but when it happens, you'll be happy you read this. And hey, maybe you'll even learn a thing or two about how to prepare for a real emergency. A brief history of zombies. We've all seen at least one movie about flesh-eating zombies taking over. My personal favorite is Resident Evil. This is from the writer of this post. My own, of course, is John Carpenter's They Live, which, of course, a link is provided for today. You can watch this for free on Google Videos, I think, today. But where do zombies come from, and why do they love eating brains so much? The word zombie comes from Haitian and New Orleans voodoo origins. Although its meaning has changed slightly over the years, it refers to a human corpse mysteriously reanimated to serve the undead. Though ancient voodoo and folklore traditions show them to be mere characters, perhaps. We'll pick up on this thread on the other side. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural ColonFlow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. ColonFlow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Before the break, I was sharing with y'all a blog post at the Center for Disease Control's Public Health Matters blog. Now, that post was entitled Social Media, Preparedness 101, The Zombie Apocalypse. In movies, shows, and literature, zombies are often depicted as being created by an infectious virus, which is passed on via bites and contact with bodily fluids. Harvard psychiatrist Stephen Schulzman wrote a fictional medical paper on the zombies presented in Night of the Living Dead and refers to the condition as ataxic neurodegenerative satiety deficiency syndrome caused by an infectious agent. The Zombie Survival Guide identifies the cause of zombies as a virus called solanum. Other zombie origins shown in the films include radiation from a destroyed NASA Venus probe, as in Night of the Living Dead, as well as mutations of existing conditions such as prions, mad cow disease, measles, and rabies. The rise of zombies in pop culture has given credence to the idea that a zombie apocalypse could happen. In such a scenario, zombies would take over entire countries, roaming city streets, eating anything living that got in their way, The proliferation of this idea has led many people to wonder, how do I prepare for a zombie apocalypse? And so, the Center for Disease Control talks about disaster preparation, first aid, listing of emergency supplies. But more than anything, they encourage your use of social media to promote the Center for Disease Control. But perhaps like you, I was left scratching my head after reading this, particularly since I noticed that the appearance of this particular article changed over the course of just a few days. You'll note at larkintexas.blogspot.com, our program notes for today, that there's an imagery. There is some imagery, the first of which is a caricature of Uncle Sam looking out at you, pointing a finger. And Uncle Sam says, I want you for the zombie army. Which, if you go to that webpage today at the Center for Disease Control, it's no longer there. So was that website hacked? Or are some of the people at the CDC simply having fun? Is there such a thing as the zombie survival guide? Complete Protection from the Living Dead by Max Brooks? I encourage you to find out. So let's clear up what a zombie is and what is meant by the word apocalypse. Now, remember, I consider a zombie somewhat like what the leading character of that B-movie classic, They Live, played by Roddy Piper, what he discovered when he put on those sunglasses. That, to me, makes me think of that word zombie. Zombie, of course, is the living dead. In folklore, zombies are portrayed as innocent victims who are raised in a comatose trance from their graves by malevolent sorcerers and led to distant farms or villages where they toil indefinitely as slaves. They're recognized by their docile nature, by their glassy, empty eyes, and the evident absence of will, memory, and emotion. Part of their souls may also be captured by the sorcerers. Zombies can only return to the world of the living upon the death of their masters. Accounts are sometimes cited of actual people who have undergone this ordeal, were declared dead, and later turned up at the homes of their kinfolk in various degrees of health. But what I found interesting is that from a Marxist perspective, zombification is the image of people who have lost their minds and souls and are left only with the ability to work. We'll return after these messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Inflammation can cause pain and makes getting around a lot harder. Through injuries or just old age, It's important to use anti-inflammatories, but the natural way. You need relief. You need GDU. Daniel Chapter 1's GDU is an all-natural anti-inflammatory, a proteolytic enzyme that has helped thousands of people stop taking COX-2 inhibitors. They're deadly, can cause liver failure and kidney failure, just to name a couple side effects. GDU has been for years one of Daniel Chapter 1's customers' star products. Try all-natural GDU and feel the difference. Call 800-504-5511. That's 800-504-5511. Get GDU, the natural anti-inflammatory. Use promo code 300A for a discount. That's promo code 300A. Call 800-504-5511 and get your GDU today.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural colon flow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. Colon flow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Thank you. children to make a better land.
Welcome back, folks. So we're speaking today about preparation for a zombie apocalypse. From a Marxist perspective, zombification, the image of people who have lost their minds and souls and are left with only with the ability to work, is explained as symbolic comment on the historical process of colonialism. That word apocalypse, of course, from the Bible, the book of Revelation. It is any number of anonymous Jewish or Christian texts from around the 2nd century BC to the 2nd century AD that this word is first referred. It connotes prophetic or symbolic visions, especially of the imminent destruction of the world and the salvation of the righteous. It is a revelation. Now, I must tell you, you've heard me before refer to being surrounded by organized crime and racketeers, communitarians. I know who the zombies are. I know who it is that has lost their souls and who I must be wary of during a time of emergency. It's not that I fear criminals. I simply am cognizant of the fact that I'm surrounded by criminals. Remember, syndicalists. Syndicalists have lost their free will because they have attached themselves to a group. And now they must participate within the groupthink, consensus of opinion of that group. They are no longer independent of thought, of mind, or of deed. Remember, a syndicalist is a member of a trade union or a trade association. And today, in a communitarian society, these people are engaged, whether they realize it or not, in organized crime, racketeering. They are freeloaders. They are human traffickers. They are parasites. But of course, most make their merry way, blithely so. They have no knowledge in their minds, association with criminals. But as I tried to point out last week, where is the moral virtue in trading in company scrip? Where is the virtue in trading in what's falsely called a dollar today? Who are these syndicalists, these racketeers? Do you know anybody that's a member of a trade union, a trade association? I've identified them in the past. Public school teachers, college and university professors, attorneys, tradesmen, medical doctors, nurses, scientists. Who are these freeloaders? These human traffickers? These parasites? These zombies of which I refer? Rodney in Illinois, do you have any thoughts?
Yes, I do, Larkin. Good afternoon. Lark, I need your help to recall a movie, and I'm sorry to have my mind taken back to an old movie. But I can't remember the title, but the concept is what I want to talk about. It was centered around San Francisco, I think, and on a foreign merchant ship, there was a toucan bird who had a virus that he communicated to the population. The virus, the effects on the human population was not to turn them into zombies, but actually turned them into something like peaceniks. And I've never forgotten this movie, and, you know, the more I think of the modern version of apocalypse and zombie movies, it was almost like the antithesis to those more modern concepts.
Yes.
And it made me wonder if our attention being directed towards an impending apocalypse and the threat of zombies might be, in fact, a cover for the real fear of the powers that be, that might be a dread from their perspective of a population who would no longer choose to hate their neighbor and choose to go to war and kill foreigners and in otherwise be, contrary to the best interests of mankind.
Tell me, Rodney, do you think that the golden rule is going out of fashion, largely speaking, in our society today?
Well, I really don't know. My observation is a very small slice of really what goes on in the world. I think it is a natural tendency of people to create, if they have not learned, a concept very similar to the golden rule. I think that struggle is ever present, but there is a force at work that wants to turn us into predators and cannibals, whereby we think it necessary to achieve our own advancement at the expense of others. I think that struggle is always there. Whether or not it's ever been fashionable, I don't know. But the man who authored what we know as the Golden Rule, and I'm sure there are other sources of very similar concepts, he wanted to infect, in a way, his followers and those who would listen to him and hear his words, something quite different than what mankind has, assumed to themselves. So I was just...
Tell me this, Rodney. Do you think public education as it's currently constructed in America is not organized crime?
Oh, I think it's a crime against humanity. And the youngest and the most vulnerable, which makes it all the more an atrocity. Yes, I agree, and then some, Mark?
Well, it's in my opinion, it's probably on a par with sending conscripts and zombies off to war to murder people that they've never met.
Yeah, that's quite unfortunate. But the that is just an expression of the infection of the heart and the psyche that has been accomplished long before someone finds himself on a transport ship or a commercial airline, you know, going over to a foreign land to occupy.
And so tell me this too, Rodney. Do you consider what is regarded as the justice system today? My goodness, is that not organized crime as well?
Well,
is it not racketeering evident in our courthouses today?
Oh, I think the RBN listeners have heard multitudes of examples of how the justice system has commercialized and made merchandise of men. First by enacting ridiculous laws, and then setting loose a goon squad to apprehend them and to cage them at the expense of the rest of the so-called taxpayers. Yeah, it's quite atrocious, and it's a form of that cannibalism. But it's nothing new. I mean, the words in Scripture condemn judges who would rob widows and orphans. And it's nothing new. It's just become more of a science and more efficient.
Rodney, I assert that what has been constructed is nothing more than a criminal racket. When we speak of public education in America, the NEA, when I think of other trade unions like the Service Employees International Union, my goodness, these are racketeers. This is a crime. And when I think of attorneys and counselors at law, this has to be the most egregious kind of racket that I can imagine, short of conscripting our young people who have been dumbed down by the public school system and sent off to murder people for no good reason. They weren't defending their homes. Who are these people in the U.S. military today that are killing people under false pretext? They must be criminals and racketeers, I'm afraid. I can't support anything like that any more than I can support public education, which, by the way, is where much of our property taxes that we pay are derived through. We pay to support these brainwashing factories for our children. When do we take a stand against medical doctors and the pharmaceutical companies that are drugging the population? I'll never forget when I got involved in politics for just a brief time in the end of 2006 through 2008 with Ron Paul. And I was in attendance of an executive council meeting, so-called. I saw the ceremony where they trotted out all the vets. And half of them were asleep. They were drugged up. I thought I was in Bizarro World. I couldn't believe it. I had to tell a young man about the age of 25 and his wife, both very talented young people, doing very well in their careers, that what I witnessed was cultural Marxism. Stay with us there, Rodney, if you can. And we'll return, ladies and gentlemen, in a moment.
These things can only matter.
The Empower Network has already generated over $1.5 million of 100% commissions in its first 5 weeks of operation, and the money just keeps on growing. Do you want your unfair share? Go to 9OccupyWealth.com. That's 9OccupyWealth.com. Do not let the economy or the job market determine your success. Now you can surf the waves of wealth with a few clicks to the Empower Network. Go to 9OccupyWealth.com. Join today and learn how to get your first 100% commission deposited directly into your bank account. Are you ready for your personal game changer? Are you ready to earn 100% commissions? You need to immediately take advantage of the biggest opportunity you may ever have. Just go to 9OccupyWealth.com. All the information is on the website, 9OccupyWealth.com. That's 9OccupyWealth.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Modern medicine has given doctors miraculous powers. Using 21st century imaging technology, surgeons can peer inside the human body in extraordinary detail. Unfortunately for patients, there's virtually no transparency in the billing process. Too often, patients agree to surgical procedures without understanding the full cost of treatment. But all that is about to change. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is revolutionizing medicine with affordable surgical procedures and completely transparent pricing. Their board-certified surgeons perform over 7,000 surgeries per year at a fraction of the cost charged by traditional providers. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is perfect for individuals without insurance and people with high deductible plans. If you have a health savings account or self-funded plan, you should definitely consider our services. We even welcome patients from Canada and around the world. Check out our website for all-inclusive pricing at surgerycenterok.com. That's surgerycenterok.com. Or give us a call at 405-475-0678.
Now the songs have been sung. All the games have been played. This love has won.
Welcome back. Rodney, you're still there with us?
Yeah, I'm there, Lark, and I've answered my own question. The name of the movie, and I would encourage anybody that's interested, at least find a review of it. The name of the movie is What's So Bad About Feeling Good? And like I said, there's a bird that has a virus. they cause this intense euphoria and a desire to do good. The Big Apple goes into an economic tailspin as residents become deliriously happy and stop buying cigarettes, food, and tranquilizers.
But, it sounds like a great movie.
There's got to be a word for this, but it's almost like flipping upside down the whole zombie apocalypse. But the conclusion is this bird is captured, an antidote is delivered. The renowned rudeness, cruelty, and selfishness of the native New Yorkers quickly returns, and the city is saved. Yeah, what's so bad about feeling good? It has Mary Tyler Moore in it. I don't see a date, but I just it's the antithesis of the bird flu and the zombie virus scare. And I think that's really what the powers that be are afraid of, is that we will one day wake up and no longer comply with their marching orders to act out on their evil intent. And I would only hope and pray that one day we as a people, as mankind, might accomplish something like that.
Well, I know one thing. I'm tired of complaining, and I've been tired of complaining. I've resolved to make this year a positive one and a good one, despite all odds. What I'm wrestling with, Rodney, is the insanity of democracy in this voting process. And I wonder if this whole idea of representative government is really just unworkable. I mean, I for the life of me can't imagine that there's anybody even qualified that can represent me. I think it's an utter impossibility. There's nobody at any university or any hospital or any Congress that can possibly represent my interest. Your thoughts?
Well, the only thing I can concur with is that there is probably a bureaucrat who is worthy and that I could trust to take out my trash and properly dispose of it, but then again, maybe not.
Well, as we understand, good people get caught up in bad systems. With the expanse of government today, I was imagining the other day what it would be like if I walked to the polls to vote on election day, because I can't vote in the primary. In Texas, I have to join the Republican Party again. And I, for the life of me, just can't imagine wanting to participate in organized crime. And at this moment, I'm wrestling with this whole idea of even voting. I would like to see that virus catch hold in America, where nobody voted.
All right, great show, Mark. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Thanks for joining. So next week, ladies and gentlemen, be prepared for the zombie apocalypse and stay tuned to RBN.